join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
A year ago, Mary and I started off the 2021 broadcast year with Destination Spotlight number 70 on Austin. And today, as we kick off the 2022 broadcast year, well, we're taking you out to Salt Lake City for Destination Spotlight number 87 as we march towards 100 U.S. cities being featured in this popular series of the show. Known as the Crossroads of the West and located in the 45th state in our nation, it was admitted to the Union in 1896. Now here's a quick word from our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And whether you're headed to those ski slopes, somewhere warm, maybe it's a business trip for you, or another type of getaway, the team at Travel Pro joins us in saying it is time to get away. And we all want you to travel with the best in 2022. And to help make that happen, right now they're running their New Year, New Horizons sale, offering 15% off site-wide.
Our Travel Pro bag are already packed for Miami. As we're leaving after today's show, Mary and I are always on the move with their Platinum Elite collection for both our personal needs and show equipment. Rudy, well, he uses their Max Light luggage as he likes its ultra-lightweight styling. Go get your new luggage at TravelPro.com, save 15%, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, off to the capital city of Utah as Mark White with Visit Salt Lake is ready to go on that show hotline.
Hello, Mark, and welcome. Thanks for joining us as we talk a little Salt Lake City during today's Destination Spotlight.
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, nice to have you with us for sure. So I think it's fair to say that certainly since the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic, we've all been living through a challenging period. But I want to focus on positives. You know, more Americans are traveling domestically, that's for sure. And in many ways, I think they're coming to realize all the unique and outstanding destinations that we are blessed to have in this country. Salt Lake City, it's unlike any other place you'll find here in the U.S. I know you've been with Visit Salt Lake now 30 years in 2022, so clearly you know the city inside and out. I want you to share with our fans around the country why they should consider spending some of their travel dollars in Utah's capital city.
Well, Salt Lake is somewhat unique in that it is a very vibrant metropolitan destination with a lively arts and cultural scene. But it's also right at the base of the western edge of the Rocky Mountains. So in any given day, you can enjoy mountain activities, skiing in the winter, for example, or hiking in the summer, and then moments later be enjoying a ballet and a great meal downtown. It's a really unique juxtaposition.
Yeah, it's a great city, modern city, but that topography is stunning. Mark, we can't avoid the obvious here. The name of the city is Salt Lake. So let's talk a little bit about that. At around 1,700 square miles, the Great Salt Lake is the largest natural lake west of the Mississippi. So talk with us about all the great things that visitors can do there. There's hiking, boating, fishing. There's just so much to do.
Well, there really is. We don't have enough time to talk about everything, unfortunately. But I think the best way to enjoy the lake is to access Antelope Island. It's one of many islands in the middle of the lake, and it can be accessed by a causeway. So it's about a 45-minute drive from downtown Salt Lake out to the island. And there, visitors can see, outside of Yellowstone anyway, the largest free-roaming herd of buffalo, also antelope. Mm-hmm. And although the island is surrounded by the Great Salt Lake, which indeed is extremely salty, there's freshwater springs on the island that keep the animals alive. And so there's hiking, biking, bird watching, and of course, buffalo and antelope watching out on the island.
No, I did not.
It's really a unique experience.
Yeah, I did not know that. So that is certainly interesting. That's something we're going to have to check out the next time we're out there. So this show is heard in Salt Lake City live each week via our affiliate AM 1230 KJJC Radio. You're also located right there on I-80, so any of our road trip fans that are out there that have plans to trek around the country, well, Salt Lake City certainly is a good place to stop off and experience. Anything new coming this year, Mark, or a major event that folks should know about?
Well, there's always something fun going on here. I would encourage folks to visit the Olympic Sports Park that is halfway between Salt Lake and Park City. Now, Park City used to be a mining town, and it's turned into a ski town. And it was between Salt Lake and Park City is where we hosted all of the events with the 2002 Olympic Winter Games. And one of the legacies of those games is the Olympic Sports Park, where the bobsled and luge are still operational. Athletes are training there, but citizens like you and I can go up there and ride the bobsled piloted by the team captain.
Yeah, it's a fun thing
to
do.
Oh, that sounds
fun. Year-round the people training for ski jumps, for the Nordic jumps, where they jump for distance, lean out over their skis, and fly over the landing hill. In the winter months, of course, they're doing that on snow. In the summer months, they're taking off and landing on AstroTurf. But I think the most exciting part of the Olympic Sports Park are the freestyle aerial athletes who ski down an AstroTurf-covered in-run and do triple twists.
I love that. Really quick, as we're running out of time,
swimming pool.
I just want to ask you one quick fact on Salt Lake you think will entice our listeners to come visit.
I would say this, that mountain and metro juxtaposition is just staggering. You can ride up Snowbird Ski Resort aerial tram year-round up to 11,000 feet, see 30 miles in any direction, come back downtown and have a glass of champagne.
We're going to leave it right there. That's great.
Mark,
really appreciate the check-in. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels at visitsaltlake.com. Have a great weekend, Mark.
Oh, thank you all. Safe travels.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
Safe travel.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, Salt Lake City did not know that. Folks, right now, though, the clock is fighting us. It's almost 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's it for Hour 1 of the program this week and Destination Spotlight number 87. You can find all of them on the homepage of our website. After these messages, we're going to be back with Hour 2. We're going to kick things off with the NCF. We still have the Personal Connection, Right Stuff, Open Road, and Museum Gallery all ahead. Keep your radios tuned in, and don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.